Damian, we are kicking things off talking about the future of remote work. A virtual forum was recently held with business leaders and government officials in Las Cruces and Doñana County, talking about ways to bring jobs to the area. What can you tell us about remote work that was discussed?
Well, I think that one thing, Anthony, that the pandemic has taught us is that lots of us have the ability to work from anywhere, literally anywhere in the country. Before the onset of the pandemic last year, it's estimated that about 4 million people, which is roughly 2% of the workforce, worked remotely. But that number, when the pandemic is over, is expected to grow to 30% of the entire workforce who will work remotely for at least a couple of times a week. 74% of organizations say that they plan to shift some employees to work remotely permanently. So we're seeing that shift. One thing that an organization in Tulsa, Oklahoma has done is paying people $10,000 to move there, to do their remote work from there, which, of course, turns into a cash injection for the local economy. So this meeting was really all about finding ways that we can do similar things here in Doñana County.
Okay, I want to move on to discuss news that broke this week about medical marijuana providers in New Mexico, sort of sending a warning that they're concerned that there may be a run on supply after legislation approving adult-use cannabis becomes legal this summer. So what can you tell us about what the providers are saying and why they're so concerned?
The providers are saying last week that they are anticipating a possible shortage in late June when the first provisions of the new law go into effect to legalize recreational marijuana in New Mexico. Authorized recreational cannabis sales obviously don't start until early 2022 next year, but several medical marijuana businesses, which are led by Ultra Health, probably the largest in the state, say there could be a run on medical marijuana supplies in late June when the new law takes effect and increases the purchase and possession limits while lacking restrictions on how much can be stashed away at home for personal use. So that's one thing they're really concerned about. Of course, right now for medical marijuana producers, the limit is currently capped at 1,750 plants per producer. And that's something they've been fighting against throughout the course of this legislation.
Let's end things with news of a new app that educates people on what's available in the lawn mowing business.
Yeah, this is a really cool story about a brand new app that has just expanded to Las Cruces. It's called GreenPal. You can find it in the Google Play Store or download it to your iPhone. And it connects homeowners with local vetted lawn care professionals who will come over and mow your lawn. They're based out of Nashville, and they allow homeowners to find local pre-screened professionals to come over and do yard work simply by logging into the app. Currently, they're in 250 other markets, and they just expanded to Las Cruces.
Damian, I want to thank you for updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk to you next week.
It's always a pleasure.